Right away, she take that opportunity. And she says, simple. You do very simple things. And well, tell us. Well, first of all, you got to eat. Eat certain food, and they brought in food, they'd be a good hunt. So she make a certain food that she knows that usually after you eat, I think it's a fish. I think it's a northern pike sort of fish. Eh? If you boil that fish, and if you put lots of skin in it, the skin will make you just like a tranquilizer. Make you sleep, okay? That's what she was making. Now, first you got to eat this fish, it will relax you. And then after that, just as you go to sleep, you will have to put your legs up, you know, lay on your body like this and hang your feet up so it won't get sick, you know, you won't feel that pain. And it all sounds simple enough, eh? But these people, they always tie their arrows, you know, in the evening and put it beside that pool, eh? Put it there. And he says, and of course, you know, put your balls in a way, because you're going to put your feet in there. So what she did was they put those balls across these sticks, eh? Put them across like this, and tie them. And that's where she tell them to tie their feet, so they will be able to fall, and won't fall down. So the bandit, she does all, she does it by herself, all around. 20 men, all hanging their feet like that towards the fireplace in the head. And then, actually, when you eat fish lots and boil fish, you will get sleepy. It happens. And that's what you're using, a simple instruction. And she's applying it. And sure enough, they begin to sleep. They're all resting and everything, eh? And she was keeping the fire going. And of course, she had made the wood and everything, and she had piled a lot of dry wood outside. Branches and everything, big pile of them, you know, those kind of, eh? The one that make a big smoke. That's what she had prepared. So as soon as she knew that everybody was sleeping, and that's when she bring in the wood. She brought the wood, this branches and everything, tied them together and burned them right in the center with across the head. Just throw them in there. And he says, fire, fire, fire. And of course, the men would just get up when they hear that, but they couldn't get up because their feet is tied up, eh? So they all suffocated to death. So she saved herself, plus the other young people were captive. They came home. So she saved the life of those young people and also herself. She had one. You like that? That's another story about a woman being smart. But she has that dream. She has that dream. But she used to call, I don't know. They used to call those people at the Wewak. Could never figure out what tribes were they. At the Wewak. There's three kinds, but they almost sound the same. At the Wewak, at the Yewak, and then not the Wewak. Three kinds of ways of saying. They're not the same groups.
I have a friend from Nottoway. Who's Ojibwe.
Oh.
Nottoway. Not the Wewak.
Not the Wewak, could be. Yeah. But I asked the old man one time, why the different saying? He says, they do it differently. They don't do exactly the same. There's different tribes to say, different reason to come. There are those who came, they came to kill. They kill because, not because they want women. And they're small tribe and they're small women. They are too much interrelation. In order to get the different blood, they have to get the woman from far. But they just can't get the woman from another tribe without fight. So what they did was they forced to kill a man, take the women and take it home for the safety of their tribes.